Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. A Perth teenager has been granted bail a week on from a shooting at a Two Rock school. The 15-year-old is accused of firing three shots at Atlantis Beach Baptist College last Wednesday. The Children's Court has imposed strict conditions for release, including not being allowed within 100 metres of the school. Our soon-to-be Premier has promised a smooth transition of power after receiving unanimous support at a party faction meeting. Roger Cook and new Deputy Rita Saffiotti have held their first press conference presenting a united front. Caucus will meet early next week. Some ministerial portfolios may change hands. Mr Cook is promising a stable government that's ready to tackle the issues facing WA.
We are ready to lead a united team with the experience and energy to take our state forward. The people of WA put their trust in the Labor Party to govern them. We will continue to honour that trust and deliver on the commitments we made to the people of Western Australia.
Rita Saffiotti has also vowed to maintain a unified government.
I'm very, very happy to be putting my hand up for Deputy Premier. The response I've had from my colleagues has been overwhelming. You know, it'll be a great partnership.
Parts of Perth North have been inundated with water, with more than 40 millimetres of rain falling in 2 hours in Whiteman Park. A severe thunderstorm alert has been issued from Lancelin to Lake Grace, including Perth, with heavy rain and potential flash flooding forecast over the coming hours. In sport, Perth forward Jaden Hunter and Claremont's Jack Buller are among a number of young West Aussies who are a chance to be snapped up in the mid-season draft, which gets underway this hour, while Victorian Ryan Marrick is tipped to land at West Coast, which has the first pick. The Dockers have pick 8. In tennis, Storm Hunter is among three Aussies looking to progress to the third round of the French Open tonight, and the rivalry between Queensland and New South Wales heats up tonight with Game 1 of the State of Origin to be played in Adelaide.